Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, September 26, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. X, formerly Twitter, is found to have the highest ratio of disinformation posts of all large social media platforms and has been issued a warning by EU regulators that it must comply with sweeping new laws on fake news and Russian propaganda or face potential ban across the EU. Twitter opted out of the code of practice the EU drew up to ensure companies could get ready in time to operate within the confines of the new laws that Facebook and other tech giants, including Google, TikTok, and Microsoft, signed up for. European Commissioner Vera Jourova, who is responsible for the implementation of the new anti-disinformation code, stated that Mr. Musk knows he is not off the hook by leaving the code of practice. There are obligations under the hard law. So my message for Twitter/X is you have to comply. We will be watching what you do. Democrats Monday took control of the 5-seat U.S. Federal Communications Commission, and sources tell Reuters that the new chair, Jessica Rosenworcel, plans to begin an effort to reinstate net neutrality rules rescinded under the Trump administration. The simplest summary of net neutrality regulations is that they require ISPs to enable access to content on the internet at equal speeds and for equal cost. In July of 2021, President Biden signed an executive order encouraging the FCC to reinstate net neutrality rules adopted under Democratic then-President Barack Obama back in 2015. Google has officially announced that it will shut down Google Podcasts in 2024, migrating users to YouTube Music. Google says it plans on further increasing its investment in the podcast experience on YouTube Music and making it more of a destination for podcast fans, with features focused on discovery, community, and switching between audio, podcast, and video. The company notes this plan reflects how people are already listening. According to Edison, about 23% of weekly podcast users in the U.S. say YouTube is their most frequently used service versus just 4% for Google Podcasts. Apple has supplied French regulators with an update for its iPhone 12 after a ban on the device was ordered because its specific absorption rate exceeded its legal limits. Apple contested the French finding, saying the iPhone 12 was certified by multiple international bodies as compliant with global standards, but pledged earlier this month to accommodate the testing methods used in France. Sources at the French Digital Ministry told Reuters that it is reviewing the update. There are widespread reports that all models of the iPhone 15 are experiencing overheating with temperatures as high as 116 degrees Fahrenheit. 9to5's Mac Ian Zelbo states, "My iPhone 15 Pro Max is almost too hot to touch while fast charging right now. I thought people were exaggerating, but no, this isn't great. Past 70% battery percentage, it seems to have cooled down significantly. Still hot, but comfortable in the hand. 25 to 60% was the worst by far." Other users report the same issue while not charging, including while using the phone for relatively under-demanding tasks like browsing social media. Ford confirmed Monday that it is immediately halting work on the $3.5 billion Blue Oval battery park in Michigan that was supposed to make cheaper lithium iron phosphate batteries using tech from China's CATL. The stoppage comes more than a week after United Auto Workers launched a limited strike affecting Ford, GM, and Stellantis. It also follows an announcement in July 2023 that two congressional committees had launched investigations into the automaker's licensing deal with CATL. A Ford spokesperson said, "We're pausing work and limiting spending on construction on the new project until we're confident about our ability to completely operate the plant." After 2 years of piloting YouTube Premium Lite, a lower-cost subscription plan for ad-free video viewing in select countries, YouTube announced that it is pulling the plug on the €6.99 per month plan after October 25th. Users of the Lite plan will either have to go back to watching YouTube with ads or subscribe to the pricier YouTube Premium plan, which also includes YouTube Music. In an email notifying users of the change, YouTube says it will offer Lite subscribers a 1 month free trial of YouTube Premium, regardless of whether or not they've had a trial before. In other Google service deprecation news, if you currently use the basic HTML version of Google's Gmail service, you have until January 2024 to find an alternative. The company stated on its support.google.com page that basic HTML view will automatically change to standard view on supported browsers. A company spokesperson said the Gmail basic HTML views are previous versions of Gmail that were replaced by their modern successors 10 plus years ago and do not include the full feature functionality of Gmail. And finally, Spotify has launched a new social feature called Jam, which allows up to 32 users to create a combined playlist. Jam uses technology previously used in multi-person playlists like Blend and Duo Mix, but is designed for real-time listening among a group of people, like at a party, where anyone can contribute to a shared queue of songs to play next. Instead of only one person having access to control the music at a social gathering, everyone or any of the 32 people part of the Jam can control the grooves. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.